Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You are working your vision. Why? So that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. And I say wow, and I know you think I say it casually, but truly each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is rich and empowering. That's the feedback that you give us on a regular basis. So I want those that may be tuning in for the first time, or maybe you have missed an episode or so, if you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4. The letter U. And again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our dynamo in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love So we encourage you, our global listening audience, not to hesitate and to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump in full throttle into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share and join in today's broadcast with you, because it is going to be dynamic. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and your notepads, your iPads, your tablets handy, sitting at your desktop or your laptop, you want to make sure that you get in a position so that you can partake and soak in the richness that will be shared by today's in-studio guest. I am so excited about this very passionate individual. I want you to know that today's in-studio guest, with a passion for health, creativity, and lifelong growth, Deb Crowe is an international author, fitness ambassador, radio show host, and professional speaker. She works continuously to foster innovation from within her community to the world beyond, while sharing her ideas, triumph, as I lose my little cough drop there. Well, that was cute. While sharing her ideas, triumphs, and challenges with followers across the globe, Deb sparks important conversations, highlights crucial issues, and inspires positive change. Her experiences resonate with women everywhere, demonstrating every day the power of caring, authentic voice. I love this lady, and I don't know her personally. We haven't touched, but there is such a kindred spirit, and you'll hear how we connect even further. But I want to, without hesitation, bring in Deb Crowe to our virtual boardroom. Welcome, Miss Deb.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
It is a joy to have you. Well, you know, I want to give a little backdrop to our global listening audience about this dynamic, obviously this dynamic project that both of us are associated with, which of course is, you know, we're playing off of that in our title today, Birthing the Change Book Radio Show. How did you happen to connect with the Gems, the producers of The Change, which is an insight into self-empowerment, where top co-authors share life-enhancing realizations that, without question, truly touch every area of an individual's life? I know that you've been a part of book number 5 and 12, if my memory serves me correctly. I'm, of course, a part of book number 14, but they're already working on closing out book number 15. So how did you make the connection with the Gems, Jim Britt and Jim Ludis?
Well, Jim and Jim contacted me in January of 2015, so about 3 years ago. And I was in progress of writing a whole book on work-life balance. And I had about 5,000 words written at that time. And they asked me if I wanted to be part of the Change Book series. So I asked them to tell me a little bit about it. And then I realized the potential of the global community. So without hesitation, I said yes. So I launched, I guess it would be book 5, and that came out early June of 2015. And in that chapter, I wrote about work-life balance, and it was kind of a snapshot to the whole book that I'm still to this day working on. And then I got asked to come back in book 12 and write about my experience of being in the book series and joining the global community. And I dedicated that chapter to writing about everything that had transpired from the beginning right up until the birthing of the radio show.
Well, that is truly exciting. And of course, we're going to talk about the birth of the radio show. But before we go there, Deb, I love to ask our in-studio guests, if you were to describe Deb Crowe, who would you say she is?
I would say wholeheartedly and authentically that Deb Crowe is a Renaissance woman. I am no different than any of your listeners, and I've had my share of heartache and loss and trauma in my life, but I chose how to respond to that to allow me to deepen my faith, deepen my relationship with myself, to know that, you know, sometimes life does hand us tough situations and you have to just be resilient. And I'm not saying not to be sad or not to go through any kind of grieving period, but you can't let it succumb you. You can't let it define you. You have to add it to your toolkit, if you will, and it allows you to be authentically and with true transparency who you are today. And I own my story, and I'm proud of who I am, and I know that I relate to a lot of people, because when you own your story and you can share your triumphs and your sadnesses in life, that's what people want today. They don't want bells and whistles, as I like to refer to it. They just want honest and realness. They want people to really be storytellers with their life. So I think that in a nutshell is how I would describe myself.
I love that, a Renaissance woman who owns her own story. And, you know, that is so key, because people want to know the backdrop. And many times we don't share the heartaches and the various things that you spoke about. One of the things that I've gotten, and it's actually surprising me, Deb, and we haven't talked about this, you and I, but as you know, because I've been on the Change Book radio show talking about my chapter in the Change Book series number 14, The Power of Words, I made the decision to be vulnerable and transparent with sharing little bits and pieces of my story, especially growing up as a child with eczema and just, you know, that battle and early lessons on the power of words. What's interesting is that I did not know that that little piece of a snippet of my life of the past, that that would get such a response from people. I mean, that's one of the pieces, because you were talking about owning your own story and being authentic. Surprisingly for me, that's the piece that people really connect to. And they're like, thank you so much for sharing that piece of you. Now, you know, obviously I am, my mom always teases me, Deb, I am an only child, very private. And so, you know, for me, it was huge for me to share that little piece, because I am so private, and yet hear that little piece of my story, owning my story, what, you know, shaped to some degree who I am today, really makes an impact into the lives of others. So I said all of that to say that I really love that about you and what you just shared, and wanted to share a little connecting point with that. When was the first time you knew, because obviously you have different facets of, you know, what you do, international author, fitness ambassador, radio show host, professional speaker, all of that. Where did your journey actually launch and start? What was the first thing that you gravitated to and you knew this is what I was placed on the planet to do?
Well, it's a good question. I've been asked this a lot. I lost my dad when I was 21, and the last night that I had with my dad was September 12th, 1987, and one of the last things my dad said to me was that I needed to work with people and to be in my own business, And I reflect back on that now, 31 years later, and it's just neat that my dad saw those qualities in me as a young woman just really starting out. So the first, I guess I started my business when I was 24, so 3 years later, and I landed a contract teaching at our local college, and that's when I realized, hey, maybe my dad was right. My classes were always full. There was a waiting list for a couple of my classes, and I just had a gift. And I always refer to it as that. I love people. I love listening to people. I'm very present. I was raised also with my dad's mom, an Irish Nana, and she really helped me hone my skill to listen. So when I was teaching, I would develop wonderful rapport with my students. And that led them to coming to me after class and talking, and I would be fully present in hearing what their needs were or how I could help them, or just sometimes just be a sounding board for some really confidential information that they needed to share. And that's when I realized that I had a gift for people. And as time went on, I lost my oldest brother to cancer, and my grandma passed away, and then my mom passed away. So it was just a tremendous amount of loss in a short period of time, and I just kept gravitating to people. So after teaching, I then went back to university, and then I started my medical case management business, and I carried on doing that from the early 90s. Right up until 2013. And I'm still involved in that industry on a consulting basis, but the theme of my entrepreneurship for the last 28 years of my life has been serving people, always being there to serve.
And how do you serve people? Tell me a little bit about the Fab Fit Tribe. I love that.
Absolutely. I was home for a few years because our oldest daughter was in a car accident and sustained a head injury, and I needed to take off the entrepreneur hat and put my mom hat back on, and I had to help her and get her through her rehabilitation and get her back to being autonomous with her life and get her all the tools and strategies that she needed to be successful every day. And I realized that I wasn't taking the time for myself. And here I am, life coaching and speaking on work-life balance, and I wasn't filling my own cup. I was allowing it to become empty, and I was running out of gas. So I went back to the gym. It was October 31st of 2015, yes. And I just was on a mission to get back in shape by the time I had my 50th birthday, which was 2 years ago. And I lost 41 pounds, and I was in the best shape of my life. And what happened in that process was I really inspired a lot of younger women at the gym who were young enough to be my daughter. And they'd come up and say, you know, I wish my mom would come to the gym and get up early and, you know, do this before work. And it just led, again, to all those great conversations with younger people. So it was just, again, it was just a confirmation back, just like when I started off teaching at the community college. And then here I had that experience again in a social setting, but for something that I was now doing and putting back in my life as the daily regime, as part of my habit of self-care, if you will. And it was just something that I embraced and really love, and the hashtag came out of that. So when you hang around young people, you get very well-versed and educated on social media and all the different platforms. So that was another value add that came for me with the bonus of getting in shape at the same time.
You know, what I love about what you're sharing is the various layers of your life, the different points of transition that have shaped and molded you to be who you are and the passions that you have today. I know a part of the Fab Fit Tribe is the sparking of conversations, nurturing connections, and fostering innovation, which I love. And then, of course, we have this Change Book community. We spoke about that your chapter in 2015 was work-life balance, and going back to the gym was focused on, you know, gaining that level of self-care and getting back to that. And then we have this dynamic platform that you have created, not that the gyms said, hey, Deb, can you create this for us? But you birthed the Change Book Radio Show, a platform for this global community. How did this vision come about and this passion?
Well, it was a phone call with Jim and Jim. We speak on average about every 2 weeks, the three of us, and we were chatting about the books and some of the different authors. And I said, you know, have you ever considered another platform to showcase this amazing community? And they said, what do you have in mind? And I said, I think I'd like to create the Change Book Radio Show. And they asked me, well, what does that look like? And I said, well, I'm not sure. Let me go away and think about it and design it and see what my options are. So a week later, I came back and I said, I think I'd like to create it on Blog Talk Radio and call it the Change Book Radio Show. And then it just blossomed from there. And they were like, it's your baby. Go do it. So we started in November of 2015, and we just had our second anniversary this past November. And the show is going strong, and it's evolving and changing every month as my passion and my inspiration to keep it fresh and new. I'm just always coming up with different things, and it's just a delight, and it's probably one of the things that I love to do every week, because I feel very honored and privileged, and I'm somewhere different every week talking to someone very interesting, because the Change Book community as a whole, we're just finishing book 15. So that's, we now have 300 co-authors in 26 countries, and it's just an eclectic group of change makers, and I enjoy it so much. I can't even tell you, every week preparing for it. And I know you resonate with this with your show, but it always seems to go by so fast. You have this anticipation and then you launch into this great interview and conversation. But the beauty is that it's recorded and I go back and listen to them. And the show for me is booked till September. And it just makes me feel so good that the co-authors are excited to be interviewed, and we've opened up an expert series where once a month I'm now interviewing an expert on a different subject. So it just brought a whole different dynamic. But the main focus is and will always be to showcase this wonderful global community that I feel privileged to belong to.
And, you know, like you, Deb, I feel so privileged to be a part of this wonderful community, the Change Book community. It has just been phenomenal. You know, through that, of course, I've met beautiful people such as yourself and others, and it's a world that I would not have anticipated had I not said yes to being a part of this project. And so what I love about, and this is one of the things, and I don't know if you have some thoughts around this, because, of course, Motivational Mondays is really to give tools and thoughts, insight to the listener around birthing a vision. And here you birth a vision, you got this idea, and begin to move forward with it. Is there any insight that you would give someone who has this thought or this idea, and they're trying to figure out, okay, where do I go from here in, quote, unquote, this birthing process and birthing my baby?
Well, I think like anything else, you have a vision. And for me, I'm a very visual learner. So I do a lot of mind mapping on paper. I'm still very much a pen and a piece of paper kind of gal. sometimes I'll mind map it on the computer, but for me, there's just something that goes on a cognitive emotional level when I'm holding a pen or a pencil and I'm crafting out the vision. And for me, it just allows me to look at my notes and get clarity, set some sequencing, set some deadlines. And once you get it all out on paper, it easily comes together. I interviewed and aligned myself with a lot of other people who have podcasts and radio show or media experience, you know, and I asked for tips and strategies, I'm sure much like you did. And then I just allowed the show to be, and I knew where I wanted to take it and that I wanted to keep it growing. And each week it's growing a little bit more. So I always say to people, even if I'm coaching, is that we track our growth in millimeters. Because it's not about the destination. It's about enjoying the journey to get to the goal. So don't get caught up in, you know, when you're going to get there. I'm sure that lots of people set smart goals, and I'm one of them. But I stay really, really focused on the clarity of my vision and knowing where I want the show to keep evolving and growing and how I want people to learn. And I just always don't get caught up in the logistics of it. I just want to stay in that moment of creation so that I never lose that excitement or that development piece for thinking and crafting and creating that I had back in the summer of 2015.
I love it. And you know, one of the things that I love is that obviously with anything, it starts with a vision. And I love that you stated, you know, obviously I had a vision for it. I had to step back and I had to really process around this vision, around the picture image that I was envisioning on the inside of this concept and give greater clarity around that. I love when you said I had the conversation with the gyms and said, you know, let me step back, let me get back to you. And you came up with the concept and did research and what have you. And those are important things for someone listening in to know and to understand. As it relates to birthing your vision, you have to have a clear vision. You have to be able to internalize and see what is this end result that you desire. And then you step back and you start to do some planning around that. You need to do some strategizing. And the key thing that I love that you stated, Deb, is that you said with the radio show, you just allow it to be. And that is very powerful because I think so often individuals, and I don't know if you would agree with this, they're trying to force things and make things out to be something instead of just allowing it to be. So that's pretty powerful.
Well, I think sometimes we can complicate things, whether it's a project or a task or a relationship. And sometimes you just got to let things flow, which is, you know, like yourself, I pride myself on not having set questions because I think it allows us as a radio host to bring out the best of the person and just allow the interview to ebb and flow. And one question, 9 out of 10 times, usually prompts the flow of another question and the interview just lands up being what it's supposed to be.
And you, my term for that is allowing the environment to be organic, allowing things to just simply organically flow the way that it's designed to. I want to share with our global listening audience, and I do thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams today. Deb touched on something that I teach on often, but I never like to assume that people know a specific term. So when we're referring to SMART goals, SMART is an acronym that stands for S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, realistic, and T, timely. They're time bound. So it is important to outline SMART goals with your vision and make sure that you have a clear pathway on where you're going and what that looks like. You know the target, but you have to identify what are those specific steps that I need to take to reach this target. Like with Deb Crow, it was, hey, exciting, I have a show idea, the Change Book Series radio show, the Change Book radio show. But that's the target. Okay, how do I now get there? That's where the SMART goals come into play. Deb, what is next on the horizon for you? I know you mentioned your book that you obviously around work-life balance. I heard you saying at the top of the show that you were still working on that. Tell us a little bit more about what you have in the hopper and what can we expect from Deb Crow.
Well, I have so many titles, and I don't know if you know this, but I jokingly say, but I mean it wholeheartedly, is I love to be authentically undefined. I never have a similar day. I'm doing something different every day, and that's what I love. Now that my daughter is doing well and is on her way to university, I'm returning to the stage to speak this year, so I'm booking some speaking engagements for 2018. I have two books so far. I am working with co-author from the Change Book Series, Susan Sharp, and her and I are just finishing co-authoring a book together that we've been working on since December, and we are launching that in the summer of 2018, which we're very excited about. I'm still plugging away on my work-life balance book because I'm thinking it's probably going to migrate into an online course because the world is just so changing and we're so technology dependent. And I don't like to speak or coach on work-life balance on things that people are tired of hearing about. So I'm trying to migrate away from work-life balance and use the term work-life fit, which fits in nicely with all of my fitness stuff that I do. And I'm finishing up my yoga teacher training at the end of May. So I will be adding certified yoga teacher to my toolkit, which I love. And I am probably going to return to my roots and teach one or two times a week. But I specifically want to teach children with disabilities and the elderly population.
Well, you are a busy lady. You have a lot in the hopper. And I'm excited to hear, you know, when things are ready for release concerning the book that you're working on. Definitely know that Motivational Mondays is always a platform to share as well. So we welcome you back at any time to share about any project that you're working on. Can the standard population, I know we spoke about this Change community being just that, a community, and you have the Change book radio show. Can others that are not associated with that project listen in and get insight? Is it exclusively for those that are a part of the book?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the same platform as your show. It's blogtalkradio.com and it's /the Change Book. And anybody can listen to our episodes. There's no exclusivity because it's co-authors or members from the Change Book community. So anybody's welcome to listen in anytime.
And of course, I knew the answer to that, but I wanted to make sure that our global listening audience was aware. And so when does the show air?
So our show airs every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And tell them, how can they connect with you offline? Maybe they have some questions or a thought for a show or whatever the case may be. How can they get in touch with you at the close of this time that we're sharing together?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me is to visit my website, and it's www.debcrow, and crow has an E on the end, .com, and there's a contact form at the bottom, and there's also all of my social media platform icons are there, and you can connect with me on there as well.
Wonderful. And speaking of Blog Talk Radio, and of course we both can relate because we are radio show hosts, not giving any names, but is there a particular guest that you had or experienced the greatest challenge with that you can share with us? Not the name, of course, but a little snippet around that funny story.
Well, I think as a radio show host, you can always, I always go into it, again, allowing it to be, because you have to plan for the best and plan for the worst. And I think it comes down to soft skills, and we all have different soft skills. We all communicate differently. We all have different interpretations of different things. And just sometimes the interview may not go as you want it to flow and be, but I always just try and do the best that I can so that the listeners don't really see or know any different. And I think that's just, again, part of priding myself on being a better host, a better interviewer every week. So as we have those hiccups and technical difficulties on the show, a lot of times I just fall back into humor, because technology works for us 99% of the time, so we can't really get upset on that 1% when something might go awry that way, or if things aren't working out with the guests. So that's kind of how I just wrap my attitude around that, is just to be the best host that I can and bump through the interview. And sometimes it can be bumpy, but not to let the listeners know that it's a challenge for us on the other side of the microphone.
And that is so true. And, you know, it's so funny when you talk about technical difficulties, because my guest and I, we come together about 10 minutes before the show. And so I'm all ready to connect with Deb Crow. I'm in position. And the Blog Talk radio line begins to tell me that they're having technical difficulties, and I get cut out. And she's still on, because I can see through the board that she's still connected, waiting for me, and I was there, but something was happening. And so you do have those little hiccups and those little glitches, and you have to just flow and operate through them. And what I love about that, and Deb, I'm sure you would agree with this, that this is simply, it represents life. Life has its hiccups and challenges. And the question is, how will we navigate through those issues? And the same is true when you are birthing a vision. There are going to be hiccups and challenges and things that you don't expect, but how will we make the best of it? Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And one of the elements of my business is I do a lot of life coaching, and that's the main theme. That's the catalyst, is how to navigate the waters on all those different circumstances that life's going to handle you and hand you, and we talked about that at the beginning of the interview. It doesn't have to define you. It doesn't have to succumb your life. It's having those coping strategies to be able to know how to react to it so that you can move forward. So wholeheartedly agree.
Yes, and one of my favorite quotes, and I reference it often, by Napoleon Hill, is a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And the key is not to quit when faced with adversity, just to simply press through. What would you say has been one of your greatest life lessons to date that you would be open to sharing with us, that we can sit at your feet and kind of glean on what you have learned to be true on your journey?
I think probably one of the best lessons is going back to what I mentioned about my Irish Nana. And I was happy that she taught me to really hone my ability to listen, and to listen with intent and not for any other reason, not to respond, not to process. I have been in some situations personally and professionally where I truly wanted to respond, and it may not have been appropriate. But because that skill of listening and really not showing emotion, just being present and listening, it has served me well, because it's allowed me to leave situations in both my professional career and personally and not say things that I may have or would have regretted because I didn't say them. And it's something that I hold myself accountable for every day. And I don't know if you know this, but I go to hospice every week and volunteer. And that's just another element that allows me to further hone that skill, because you can't be any more present than when you're with someone at the end of life. So I almost feel like it's a two-pronged approach for me. I listen with intent and practice what my Nana taught me, but then I hone it every week just to make sure that it's topped up, and I'm always mindful of my words and what I'm saying. And when I'm listening wholeheartedly with just the intent to be present, then I always know that I'm not going to be catching myself or saying something that maybe I shouldn't have, because I'm always thinking first and just allowing that conversation to flow. I may think that I want to say something, but I definitely have mastered that skill of communication.
And it truly is an important skill. You know, I think about Stephen Covey and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, another one of my favorites. One of the greatest lessons that I've learned from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey is seek first to understand, then to be understood. And what I took away from that is the significance of really taking the time to listen and hear the person on the other side of you, not trying to get your point across, not thinking in your mind, okay, what am I going to say next? Okay, where am I going next? But being present, as you stated, fully engaged and listening to that person. Because the bottom line is, people don't care how much we know, but they want to know, how much do you really care about me? And we show that in how well do I listen to what you've communicated versus me just trying to get my point across and make you see me. Today I was having a conversation with someone, and it was so funny. I said, is this about you being right or what? Because I was trying to understand. You know, we were kind of going back and forth, and I'm like, wait, you're not hearing me. I'm hearing what you're saying. I feel that I am, but we're going kind of having this little tug of war, and is it about you wanting to be right, or are we wanting to get to a place that is good in the communication? And so that is so very important and key, and definitely very needful for each and every one of us as a coach. That's the first thing that we must learn to do, is to listen. So that is a great life lesson that you learned from your Irish Nana. I love that it's important to listen. I would like to open our phone lines up, see if we have anyone that wants to play in the sandbox with Deb Crow and I this evening on Motivational Mondays. This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, hello, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on the keypad. You must dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, Deb and I will continue our discussion, but know that the lines are open and you can chime in at any time. Deb, we spoke about most challenging guest scenario. We danced around that. What would you say, do you have a favorite top 3 guests that have been on now for about 2 years? Any one or people stand out that you thought, wow, they were dynamic guests and they had such good information to share?
Well, I can't pick one, because Jim Luce always says I'm like the concierge, because we're at 300 authors. So you have to appreciate that I've spoke to or been in contact with at least 265 of those 300. And they are all so different. They all come from a different walk of life. And, you know, geographically, I've interviewed people all over the world. So to pick a favorite, I seriously can't. The other joke with Jim and Jim is that I'll never rent a hotel room because I have so many places I can go and visit and always have that welcome mat out by any of the Change co-authors that I've collaborated with, chatted with, or interviewed, you know, already interviewed on the show, or I'm going to be interviewing them this year because it's going to take me a while to get through the whole 15 books, and it keeps on growing and adding. So I seriously cannot pick a favorite.
Understandably so, and I anticipated as much. Is there a specific topic that maybe was talked about that you found, wow, that was really a good subject?
Well, all of the co-authors come from such different areas. Some of them have written from a professional perspective, which I love. The one co-author that I love from Nashville, Chris, that was a fun interview because not only is he a music guy, but he's a fashionista. He works part-time at Nordstrom because he just loves to look good. And when he takes his wife out, he wants to be looking good. So he said, you know, I'm a music guy. Like, the only way I can keep up on fashion is to really put myself in the fashion world. So he works part-time in a department store, which I love. But I think I can say to you every week, without a doubt, there's always a lot of laughter. We always get into a really great conversation. And sometimes, you know, it can be the opposite. I had one of the co-authors, George, you know, we had a really powerful interview. He is a recovering alcoholic and talked about, you know, how hard that was, and he didn't see his daughter for a number of years. So, like you had mentioned before, this show gives us a platform to talk about real life and how people handle it, and on the flip side of that, not handle it, and then how they got back on their feet. So that's what I love about all the contributing co-authors, because some of them come from a deep personal space that led them to a wonderful profession, or some of them are just so passionate about their career and where it's taken them to different heights and led them down different paths. So there's always an element of pain, I think, in everybody's chapter, because I think the whole premise of that is why it's called the Change Book Series. And it's just, it is so authentic to me when I see those two words on the cover of that book, because everyone that's put any chapter in any of the 15 books, there's all an element of change, and each chapter has its own element of pain, but it's also got its element of success that comes with that.
No question about it. I so agree with you, and I can only imagine, you know, all of the various individuals that you've had conversations with from all around the globe, and I'm sure you've seen some beautiful places. I'm just curious because I love to travel, and, you know, my bag is, quote, unquote, always packed and ready to go. I don't always have somewhere to go, but it's always packed because I truly enjoy traveling. If you could pick up and go somewhere today that you haven't gone, where would you go and what would you wear?
Well, we have a co-author in Dubai. His name's David, and I was invited to speak in Dubai a couple of years ago, and I wasn't able to go because of my daughter, but I, now that I'm getting back to the stage, I would love to call David, because he said when I am ready to come to Dubai, he would love to host me. And then we also have another co-author that commutes between Texas and Dubai, Johnny Mornay. So I would be so well taken care of. What I would wear, I'm not sure. I'm a pretty average kind of fashion person. I'm pretty simple. I don't like wearing suits anymore. And because I talk about work-life balance, I have to be honest, The last 2 years that I've just been speaking a few times, I've been wearing my workout gear because I want to drive home self-care, because we have an epidemic on our hands of diabetes and chronic fatigue, Crohn's disease, heart disease. We have a world of obese people, and if I can put an indent in that and run on that stage in my workout gear and give a professional talk, I think that's impactful.
So it sounds like if you could take a flight today to Dubai, you would wear your workout gear, be comfy. Who knows, you might actually inspire someone on the plane around where your passions lie.
Absolutely, and I love my workout gear, and I have a great relationship with Reebok, and I'm lucky because I'm afforded some outfits and shoes from them on a regular basis. So if I can get everybody moving every day, Coach Adam, then my work is done.
And we are definitely, without question, we are a more, as I like to say, a more delicious society. Overweight, obese, as you mentioned earlier, so no question about it. It is a challenge that we face. What would be some insight that you would give someone if you were having a talk and someone was sitting next to you on the plane heading to Dubai and they realized what Deb Crow does and her passions? What insight would you give this person that's saying, wow, I am, you know, struggling with this extra 40, 50 pounds that I have right now, you know, and I'm trying to get started. Where do I go?
Well, you have to remember that was me in 2015, and that's one of the reasons I've added that to my regime of services. The first place you have to go is in your own head, and you need to make a decision that you're ready to take control of your health and have that mindset, and to realize it's not about the pounds, it's not about the inches, it's not about going down a pant size. It's about having the self-respect to do and be the greatest version of you. And if losing 40 pounds is part of that equation, then I always say to people, I never really like the gym, but we usually don't like what's not in our comfort zone. So I went to the gym with all those young people that I spoke to you about earlier. And the hardest part was starting. And then I just kept going. And I go Monday to Friday to the gym. Sometimes I work out at home. Sometimes I do yoga. Sometimes I'll go for a hike. It depends. But my main point here is that I move every day, minimum 20 minutes, and do something. And I'm very, very cognizant of what I'm eating. Again, clean eating, eating well. That doesn't mean that I can't have a glass of wine, or I can't have a beer, or I can't have a slice of pizza, or I can't have a piece of chocolate. Everything in moderation. Working out is only 20% of the equation. The other 80 comes from what you choose to eat and put in your mouth. And if you can get those two working together, then your equation is going to line up, and you'll do nothing but set yourself up for complete success. And the other thing is I always have water with me. I'm always drinking water and staying hydrated, whether I'm on a plane, whether I'm walking, even if I'm in a business meeting, I always bring my own water. And it's just slowly taking all those components one at a time. And you're not going to overhaul your life in 1 week. But if you just keep taking smart goals, again, baby steps each day, you know, small movements over time usually have huge impact if you stick to the regime and you just keep with that positive mindset. And that's what I've done. And I've kept all my weight off, and I eat clean 99% of the time. And you know what? If I want to have that slice of pizza, I have that slice of pizza with zero guilt.
And that's wonderful, because 99% of the time you're eating well, so you can do that and not feel guilty about it. You know, I love what you have shared around that, and everyone's vision is different. What someone's trying to birth in their lives is different. And that's why I wanted to pull on your wisdom in that area on a totally different subject, because that's still a part of birthing. And I love that you stated you have to start in your mind. The battle begins in our minds before the battle begins, as one would say. You know, before that boxer gets in the fight ring, they have to determine, I'm going to win. And so the battle for many of us, we haven't made it up in our minds that we want to make a shift, that we want to change. And so therefore, we don't change. And it is uncomfortable. It is, you know, a matter of making a shift and making that decision and saying, I want to yield and live a different life. Wow, Deb, it is amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. When I tell you, it has been such a joy having you share with us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. As we prepare to close out today's installment of our broadcast, are there any final thoughts that you would desire to leave our audience around birthing? And just any wisdom that you want to close us out with as we prepare to close out today's show?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome being on the other side of the mic. It's kind of nice, actually. I just want to leave you with a quote from Mother Teresa, and I have many of them, but my favorite one is, yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come, we only have today, let us begin. And whatever that thought or that goal or that dream that any of your listeners may have, all you have to do is start. Get out a piece of paper, get out a pen, and just start getting your thoughts down on paper, because they're important. And my favorite hashtag is Life Matters. So thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that, because it is so key to just start, or as Nike would say, just do it. And the thing we keep saying, I wish I could, but we don't actually take that step. We don't have to run a marathon the first day we step out. We just have to take a step, whatever that looks like. But that movement has to happen in order, we have to execute in order for our dreams to become a reality. I thank you for the rich wisdom that you have shared today. And I want you, our global listening audience, to be reminded and or to know that we want to continue the dialogue. And for that purpose, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. So if you're not already a member of it, you just simply ask to join the group, and you can make comments around the show topics and thoughts. If you have a show idea, you can share that there as well. Maybe you have a great show guest that you would love for us to bring on the air. We would love to hear that as well. We appreciate you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. On our next installment, it's time to woohoo, shape up and win. Coach Adams will figuratively have her gym workout gear on as we get into shape around our vision. And I want to stay connected with you. So if you're not already a part of my network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, or you may drop a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we host our Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win, our live empowerment Win Shop. Our next event is coming up in July. And we want you to know that we always have things that are available for you to receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey, and to become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And just as we close, if you would like to connect offline with Deb Crow, again, her website address is Deb, D-E-B, Crow, C-R-O-W-E.com. That's all that we have for now. Thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off. I coach, and you win.